Is it cold in here to you? It's not. Well, yeah, because you got all the covers. Scoot over. Gosh, you're hogging all the covers. That's supposed to be my job. That's better. Thank you. I'll let you be the little spoon today because I need to warm up. Oh, whatever. You love being a little spoon. Don't even. Thank you for helping me put up the groceries, by the way. Yeah, I know I was only supposed to get a couple things at Walmart, but it's Walmart. I thought I only did get a couple things. Well, I was getting, going to get some different stuff, like some vegetables, so I can make some soup, some vegetable soup tomorrow. It's getting kind of chilly outside. The weather's starting to change. So I thought that would be good. And, so I got some zucchini and green beans and we got some squash in there and I bought cabbage, so I'm gonna put it all in the crock pot with the chicken broth and either chicken or beef. I bought both. I haven't decided yet. One of those. No, I'm not putting any meat in it. That would defeat the purpose of it being a, you know, vegetable soup. You don't have to always have meat all the time. I mean, one meal without meat won't kill you. Okay, fine. You can put some in your serving, but you still mostly need to have vegetables. I swear, even if I did make it with meat, I could probably put, like, two whole chickens and every kind of meat that I can think of, and you still say it's not enough. it was kind of getting kind of packed in Walmart, I guess, because it was getting kind of late. People getting off work and stuff. Hey, do you remember that time when we were at Walmart and we saw that cat that was hiding like under the cars and it was like darting in between cars and stuff? And so we went in, when we went into the store, we bought some cat food and some treats, and we spent like 30 minutes trying to catch the dang cat, and we couldn't get it. It was such a cute cat, though, wasn't it? It was like one of those, like gray, but it looked like it was made out of velvet almost. you know what I mean, like the shiny coat, or it's like gray, but it's like so shiny that it almost looks like blue. So like one of those cats that's like on the can of tuna or cat treats that we buy or that we bought for it. But unfortunately, he or she did not want to come on with us. But at least we know that they had some food that day. Well, that was fun. Would have been nice if we caught it. It would have been so spoiled. It would have been so, so spoiled, but I guess it missed out. Yeah, you would have spoiled it way more than me, since I'm allergic, but I probably would have made an exception, because that was such a cute cat. Yeah, no. Oh, yeah, you're right. I do remember that lady that we saw it was a different Walmart. It was, like, across town. And wasn't it, like, a Saturday or something? Or, like, Sunday? And she came up to us and was asking us for money for gas because she had a job interview and she ran out of gas. And I thought it was, you know, pretty much made up, but I was like, well, maybe she actually does have one, you know. But I was like, who interviews for a job on the weekend, first of all? That was kind of weird. That didn't make sense, but I think I think you gave her some change that we had in the car. And then we saw the same lady, like, at a different Walmart the next day. Like, on the other side of town. So I guess she got enough gas money. She took it back where she was, going. She didn't come up to us that time, though, I don't think, did she? Oh. Yeah, we just saw her, and we were like, is that the same lady? She was asking other people. That's so weird. Well, I wonder why she... Well, I guess a lot of people go to Walmart, but... Maybe that's a good place to panhandle or whatever. And then there was that, that one guy. People always approach us at Walmart. It's weird. That one guy who had the little, like was selling stickers or something, and said he did the little paper he had, said he was deaf. And so we gave him some change, and then he was like, oh, you don't have any dollars? And we were like, what? How? What? Like, first of all, you're obviously not deaf. We were just being nice. But, like, if, you know, we actually gave you what we had, because we didn't have much change in the car, because I think we had just done laundry or something. So I think we had pretty much found every quarter in the house and in the car, and like use that to wash clothes with. So we like mostly had pennies and like dimes and stuff, but I guess they weren't good enough for that guy, because he wanted quarters and dollars. Getting greedy. Oh well, hopefully those people are doing not that anymore. Shut up. Hopefully they don't have to do that anymore. How about that? Is that better? Yeah. I think we might actually have to start turning the heat on soon at night. It's starting to get kind of chilly. Yeah. It was nice driving back home tonight from Walmart. I don't really like driving at night, but I like being in the car at night. Mostly because I like to look out the window and stuff. And you can't really do that when you're driving. Like, you kind of have to pay attention to the road. But I like to, you know, look out the window and look up at the stars if they're out. Even though you can't really see many in the city, but it's still nice. Look up at the moon and stuff. Speaking of stars, do you remember that time where we, like, went for that walk at night? And, it was cold then, too. Because I remember I was wearing sweatpants. And, we saw the shooting stars, but we didn't see, like, we, I saw one and you saw one, but we didn't see the same one. So that was kind of weird, but it was so pretty. And I think we both made wishes. I don't know. You didn't tell me what your wish was. Do you remember? Okay. Well, be all secretive and don't tell me then. Well, no, I'm not going to tell you mine, because if I tell you, then it won't come true. So, yeah. Well, no, I wasn't trying to make yours not come true by having you tell me, but... I was just curious if you remembered what it was. Yeah, whatever. Well, it was the other time we went out, where, like, I guess we could call it a night walk. And we went up to that, statue. It looks over the city, like the park. Well, you, like, just basically came home and told me that you wanted me to get dressed and dress warmly. And I was like, okay, whatever. So I put on, like, sweatpants, and I think I put on a long sleeve shirt and, like, a jacket. I think I had on two jackets. I might have had on, like, a jacket and a pullover or something. I don't know. And then you made me get in the car and put on the blindfold, so I had no idea where we were going. Which was, it was a short car ride, but it was like kind of disorienting to be in a car and like not be able to see and just like be swaying back and forth. But I kept the blindfold on, and then we got out of the car, and you had to like guide me up steps or path or whatever. I don't know. I was blindfolded. Wherever it was. And then do you remember what happened next? Of course you do. Yeah. You gave me, well, you maybe you let me take the blindfold off finally, and I didn't know where we were because it was like super windy and so cold. It was so cold. So even though I had on like the sweatpants and the jackets and stuff, like I was still so cold. But I guess it's because we were kind of up higher than normal since that statue like looks out over the city and whatnot. And so I guess it's colder up there, but it was so pretty. All the lights were lit up and you gave me your little speech, and you gave me some flowers, and asked me to be your girlfriend, and it was so sweet. But I was really cold. I was trying to pay attention to everything you were saying, but I was like, "Oh, this is so nice," but I'm so cold. And yeah, so that was nice. And then I think we've only been up there. Like that was the first time I had been up there. And I've lived here for what, like, almost 15 years now, something like that. And then, well, we went in the daytime that other time, but which was really nice. Even though, you know, somebody was afraid of heights. You know, wasn't me. But it was nice to go look around. View the city in the daytime. Yeah, you do come up with pretty nice ideas when you put your mind to it, if you want to, sometimes, I guess. Was like in the middle of nowhere, so we had to drive like 30 minutes to we went to the movies. Yeah, right, we were going to the movies, and I was driving the car on this little like two-lane road that looked with no street lights in the middle of nowhere in the country, and I felt like Jason was just gonna come out of the trees and kill us. It looked like a horror movie scene, and all of a sudden I was driving, and like this possum, like this, I think it was a possum or a raccoon or something, like jumped out in front of the car, and it was like right as I was passing by, so I slammed on the brakes, but I couldn't stop in time because by the time I saw it, it was like right in front of my car, like it jumped out right when I was coming up on it, so of course I hit it. And I like stopped and I felt so bad. And oh, I felt so bad for it. But I couldn't do anything. Like I tried to swerve and you just would not let me live that down. Like, and then I was worried. I was like, oh, what if something's wrong with the car? So once we got to the movies, like you got out of the car first and you were like, oh my God, stuff all over the front of your car. Jerk, even though there wasn't. It is not funny. That would not have been funny. I probably would have cried if it was like possum bits all over the front of my car. I still feel bad. Like when I'm driving, if I see like possums or raccoons or whatever on the side of the road. I still think about that and I get kind of sad that I hit one. You're right, it could have been worse. Yeah, if it had been a deer, then yeah, that would have towed my car. So there would have been no, you know, feeling bad for the poor possum. I would have been feeling bad because my car was totaled. You're right. When we got back to your dorm, the lights were out. Like, that was really weird. Like, the one day that we went out and tried to go to the movies, we got back in, like, it was a total blackout. But I guess since your college was in the boonies, it's to be expected. But, well, yeah, it was in the boonies. It was. Whatever. If you have to drive for 15 minutes to get to the corner store to be able to buy, like, chips and a drink, then, yeah, you're in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. Yeah. It was still pretty. If it was kind of out in the country, you could see the stars better. Especially since all the lights were out. But it did have that one Italian restaurant that you took me to one time. It had the lasagna was so good there. It was ridiculous. And, we ordered and we were eating. And then, towards the middle or towards the end, like, the waiter came up and, like, had these flowers. And I was like, oh, okay, what is this about? Because I was really trying to figure out how the heck that happened. I was like, did they just do that here? Like, can you buy flowers? Well, yeah, of course, later you told me that you had went there earlier in the day and dropped them off. But I didn't know that at the time. I was just like, where did these come from? I didn't know. Maybe you had them hidden in the car or something. Yeah, that was really sweet. And the food was really good. And the dessert. Oh, that tiramisu was ridiculous. Of course. And then that's one of my favorites. Yeah. And you sent me on that scavenger hunt that one time. Where you had, like, you gave me, like, a little slip of paper and it had a riddle. And then, of course, if I solved the riddle, then it told me, like, a place to look. And then if I looked there, there's another slip of paper and there are, like, little presents and stuff along the way. I think it was, like, some candy. I think you had gotten me, oh, was that little, the heart thing that changes colors. And, of course, well, yeah, of course, I make it still in purple all the time because that's my favorite color. But it's nice that it can change colors. I need to get more batteries for that, by the way. And, what else? There was, like, the little wooden figurine. The little carved heart that you had brought me from, when you went to visit your family in Germany. Yeah, I brought that back and included it in the scavenger hunt. And then I think he gave me, like, some weird German candy. And it was weird. They were, like, strawberry marshmallow things. I mean, they were good, but, yeah, they were weird. And, oh, I can't remember what else. I still have all the stuff. Yeah, I even still have the little slips of paper. I'm sentimental like that. I have it in my box of goodies with other little, you know, little stuff here and there. Yeah. You can be pretty sweet sometimes. So, what do you want to eat for dinner?
Well, no, I'm making the soup tomorrow. It's kind of too late to start soup now. It needs to cook for a while. And I'm putting it in the crock pot, so I'm gonna put it everything in there when I get up in the morning, and it'll just cook all day and smell delicious. Do you want to just order something?
Yeah, can do that.
Yeah, let's order something and watch like a marathon or something on Netflix. That sound good? We can stay under the covers because I'm still cold. Oh, speaking of delivery food, do you remember that time that we ordered, I can't remember what it was, but we ordered some food. I think it was like some wings or something. And we were watching the Boondocks, and the driver came to the door, and like I think I was signing the slip, and all of a sudden you could hear like the I think it was like Uncle Ruckus or whatever. In the background, and he was just like going off about something and just N-word this, N-word that, and I was the driver like looked so it was like so awkward because I was like still filling out the thing, and it was just all this cussing coming from the TV, and he just was like, "Oh, y'all watching the Boondocks?" We were like, "Yeah, sorry about all that." Yeah. I should have made you go to the door so you could have signed. So I wouldn't have been the one that was all embarrassed. Yeah. Well, anyway, you go order food and I'll pick something for us to watch.
Deal.
Meet you back here in like 5 minutes. Yeah, I'm making you go to the door this time because I don't feel like getting up. I'm too comfortable. Okay, I'll let you be the big spoon.